Listener Production.
G'day, it's Madeline Larson here. Another company has been hit by a data breach. Qantas says it's investigating reports of an issue impacting its app this morning. Some of the airline's customers say they've been able to access full booking details of strangers, including their boarding pass points, and can even book a flight under their name or cancel one. Techspert Trevor Long has told us it could create check-in mayhem at airports across the country and globe.
I don't believe there's any third-party influence on this glitch. I think it is literally a glitch in an update to the app, which has presented the wrong details to users. But Qantas will need to react at the airports by checking people's ID at both check-in and boarding to ensure that there's no security breach on Qantas planes over the next at least 24 hours.
Meantime, Bonza flights will remain grounded today and tomorrow after the airline went into voluntary administration. The federal government has said a bailout won't happen right at this minute. Domestic violence will be front and centre at today's national cabinet meeting. State leaders will be pushing for bail reform, high-risk offender tracking and an increase in funding to boost the front line. And a heads up to gym junkies, a product has been pulled from Woolies shelves, the 28GO Go Bar Triple Choc Protein 55 gram with the best before date of June 28 has been recalled after plastic was found inside the product.